The Second World War was a brutal and bloody epoch that nonetheless secured freedom for millions of people, sometimes on both sides of the battlefield. The British government had a mass observation project that asked citizens to write letters that would record details about their lives during the war that they knew even then would change them. Nella Last lived in a Yorkshire town called Barrow-in-Furness and wrote letters from her kitchen table.
My name is Nella Last. I suffer from nerves. I'm very cheery always in company. I cry all the time. I'm in my kitchen, which is very new, and I've not taken my coat off yet. It's Czech. I had it made. I rather like it. I had a bad breakdown last year. I can't imagine any of this will be of interest to you. Sorry about the pencil. I hope it's all right to write in pencil. I came through the blackout tonight on my own for the first time, so that was something.
She signed her letters, Housewife 49. Nella Last's letters were eventually published and turned into a television program in Britain called Housewife 49. It won the BAFTA Award for Best Drama in Great Britain, and Victoria Wood won the award for Best Actress for portraying a so-called ordinary woman who finds her life transformed, both by loss and new responsibilities. Victoria Wood also wrote Housewife 49, which is now being made available in the U.S. for the first time from Acorn Media. Victoria Wood joins us from London. Thanks so much for being with us.
It's a pleasure.
Now, you're ordinarily a comedian, aren't you?
Yeah, that's one of the things that I do.
So what attracted you to this story?
I suppose it was partly the period that I was interested in the war, and I was interested in the story behind the things that Nella Last wrote, that she was an ordinary housewife, but I felt that she was trying to express herself over and above just writing about her everyday life.
Mm. She joined something called the Women's Volunteer Service. And not every man, and for that matter every woman in town, is pleased that there's a Women's Volunteer Service.
No, and it's quite a hidebound sort of a place, Barrow-in-Furness. It's quite class conscious, quite stuffy. She's a lower middle class woman, and she's suddenly mixing with the slightly higher class ladies, and her husband is very suspicious and thinks that she shouldn't do that, that she'll be sort of be out of her depth and she'll be miserable. But actually, it's quite liberating for her to mix in with a different group of women.
And what happened to women during the war?
If you think a woman up until that point had been very much encouraged to be at home, look after the children, look after her husband, it wasn't really, it was rather frowned on that she should get a job if her husband had a job himself. Mm-hmm. And so it was a chance for Nella particularly, who was a very depressed, rather agoraphobic sort of woman, to actually get out and do something where she could feel that she was helping the war. So she didn't need to feel guilty because she was actually helping the war effort by working at the WVS, which did things like made blankets and bandages for a serviceman.
Nella Last and her husband in I swear what looks like a chicken coop. It is what amounts to their bomb shelter in the basement, right?
Sort of wire cage that went under it. It was actually a sort of big cast iron table. It would protect you from bombs, supposedly.
There, Nella and her husband are gathered, and the bombardment is clearly getting awfully close.
My hand's shaking. I thought we'd had it then.
You're everything to me.
What do you mean?
I didn't want to die and not tell you. You're everything to me.
That's David Threlfall, by the way, is Nella Last's husband. Over the years, because of some very good movies, we're used to seeing the Blitz of Britain with people in tube stops singing It's a Long Way to Tipperary.
Yes.
And occasionally the walls shuddering.
Yes.
But this literally brings it home. Just two people who realize almost on a nightly basis, well, this could be it.
I think because of those films, as you say, people doing Knees Up Mother Brown in the tube station. Thank you. We'll let you know. People forget that it was just, it's terribly frightening. Not everybody's brave, and it's very frightening to have planes overhead over your quite small semi-detached house, and knowing that just a bit of an aeroplane falls on your roof, you know, your house might catch fire and you might die. They weren't blitzed for a long time where she lived in Barrow, but they had 1 week of very, very heavy bombardment, and they did lose more people proportionally than they did in London.
The war had the effect of mixing things up in Britain's class structure, didn't it?
Yeah, it shook their whole family, and it shook the father, David's part, particularly, because he was very, very, I think, satisfied with life as it was. He had his wife, he had two sons, he knew that everybody was safe. And then suddenly nobody's safe, his wife's out of the house, he's not getting a hot dinner, and one of his sons has gone off to fight. And it's unsettling for Nella when she lets her boy go to fight, and he grows away from her, and he's her best friend. And she realises that she's very, very dependent on him, and she's going to have to work out a way of living without living through her children.
Let's play another clip.
My heart goes cold when I think what might happen, but it's nothing to do with what you or I feel. It's what he wants.
He's my boy.
Is he? What have you done to make him your boy? Either of them? Read to them, played with them, spanked them? No, that was all me. When Clifford was in the Cubs, you didn't even do his woodwork badge with him.
Do you want him killed?
No, of course I don't want him killed. But if something happens, I want him to have had a life. A proper life, not some stifled, fearful existence. I don't want him smothering every spark of feeling just to suit other people.
How steady did you try to be to the letters that were actually written by Nella last?
I was steady to the spirit of them, but I didn't quote any of them directly. That clip you've just played, the row in the hall, that's the closest I come to using the actual original material that Nella wrote in her letters. But I tried to look at the story underneath the letters of what was actually going on and try and make my drama about a woman in middle age who's not got a brilliant marriage and whose sons have left home and who feels that she's got no role in the world, and the war gave her a purpose.
The war also has the effect of spilling secrets out of people's lives that were kind of held tightly before.
Yeah. I mean, she has one son, and I was very careful before I put this into the story to check that it was true. One of her sons is gay, and though I don't think Nella ever knew that he was, at least not at the point that I'm writing about, but he has a secret, and he can't tell her, and when he tries to tell her, she can't hear it. She doesn't really understand that sort of thing, and that puts a rift between them.
When you were writing Housewife 49, did you know you'd star in it?
Yeah, I did, because that makes it more interesting to do.
Give yourself the best lines, too.
Well, yeah, I thought it was... I'd always thought, what a good part this is. And, you know, I think any middle-aged actress will tell you that a good part's middle-aged people are quite thin on the ground. And I just read it. I read it with an eye to that. Yeah, I mean, why not?
Miss Wood's been very good to talk to you.
Thank you very much.
Victoria Wood, who wrote and stars in Housewife 49, a BAFTA award-winning show in Great Britain, now available on DVD from Acorn Media. You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.